Sokolatuma Radio. Sport Pesa is here. Use your phone, put your disky knowledge to the test and score. Register now at www.sportpesa.co.za and join coach Doc Kumalo by getting in the game. Register, deposit, play. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Sport Pesa Pty Ltd is licensed and regulated by the Western Cape Gambling Board. No persons under the age of 18 are permitted to gamble. National Responsible Gambling Program 0800 006 008. All events are fixed odds betting games.
Sokolatuma Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Sit Down with Doc, brought to you by Sport Pesa. My guest is football legend Dr. Kumalo as we discuss a hot topic and give a fixture prediction. It is now time for the silly season. It's the transfer window time. Teams are looking to strengthen their squads for various reasons, some to avoid relegation, some to add up to their squad in order to tilt at the league title. Dr. Kumalo is here with us to tell us about the players that Chiefs need to sign in this transfer window in order to move up the table. Before we get into it, don't forget to visit www.sportpesa.co.za for some gaming fun and great odds on offer. Enjoy this conversation.
Sokolatuma Radio.
Another one of my favorite things, or all of us then favorite things about football, is the January transfer window. It gives us an opportunity to dream about our teams, dream about players that we would like to join our teams. Let's now look at players that Doc thinks are appropriate for Kaizer Chiefs. Which players should Chiefs sign in the January transfer, or where should they boost? Should they boost their squad in the January transfer window?
From the look of things, there are a couple of positions that are of concern, obviously. We're looking at their central defense, which I thought was a little bit shaky. They were not too sure of the combination, who should play, who shouldn't be playing. They changed, they chop and changed, but then obviously, again, the other player came and cost them another 3 points. Having said that, the spine of the team is the key, because if your central defense is not up to scratch, or your central midfielder, or your striking foot, that is the spine. The only position in their spine that is very, very unbelievable is the goalkeeping position.
Yeah, as always.
So when we look at the absence of Katande, there's no replacement for him. And probably it's time for now, for them now to look for a better replacement, because with the situation pertaining to Meiwa after the car accident, we've seen a speedy recovery. At the moment, they are going to gamble probably bring in Kate Maluleza, and that's not his original position. So I would say the spine is the concern at the moment. That will be the central defense, the central midfielder, and the striking force. At the moment, they are out of favor with Pires, and it's only Gustavo. And Kaka is not an outright striker. At some games, we don't play him as an outright striker. He can be a gun striker, for that matter. So you need somebody, because Kaizer Chiefs cannot play without an outside striker. I can quote so many names: Karatiza, Max Maponyani, you know, Kingston Gata. This is what made the midfielder for Kaizer Chiefs to join, because they can play through an individual that's out there. So these are the positions at the moment that are very key.
And you certainly wish that they stabilize and get players.
It should be.
Yeah.
Take into consideration that they are involved in the cup game.
Yeah.
So you need to stabilize that, you know, those positions. Because if you look at it, I mean, in the middle, you do have players that are kicking the ball players. You've got Tipule, you've got Jamase. There's so much. Manyama, Gilead, you know, Mashasela. There's so much. But it's just that to bring confidence in some of the individuals out there. But the spine needs to be stronger than the outright wing players, let me put it like that.
And finally, Doc, it's not an easy fixture for both sides. We'd like you to predict for us that on the 29th of December, Arsenal playing against Liverpool. Arsenal versus Liverpool. Arsenal being the home side, Liverpool being the top of the league side in England, unbeaten so far this season. Arsenal versus Liverpool. Who's your money on there?
You know, I used to think that Arsenal, you know, they still need more time to gel as a team. But I must say that they've proven it wrong. They seem to be unbelievable when they play at home. And they've beaten a lot of teams at home. And fixtures that I thought, well, this one, they're going to lose it or they're going to play draw. But they've come out with 3 points. In this regard, I will give it to them because of the form they are in at the moment.
All right. That is that for now. And we thank you very much, Doc, for this festive episode of the Sportpesa Sit Down with Dr. Khumalo. Thank you very much, sir, for giving us your thoughts.
Always a pleasure, my friend.
And as always, we thank you very much for listening. Remember to game responsibly. Catch us next time for another edition of the Sit Down with Doc, brought to you by SportPesa.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.